This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Gura. The proliferation of terrorist propaganda has raised questions about how sites like YouTube screen what users upload, something that's only gotten more difficult as the volume of video has gone up. YouTube says 48 hours worth of video is uploaded every minute. Karen North is a social media expert at USC, and she joins us now. Hi, Karen.
Hey, nice to talk to you.
When Google tries to police these graphic videos on its YouTube site, what are the technical challenges that it faces?
I mean, the real challenge is that with the millions and millions and millions of uploads that happen all the time, you can't expect a company that is hosting a user-generated content site to monitor every single upload and decide what's appropriate or inappropriate for the broader audience. The reality is that this is a very human moment where people look at something and say, that is completely inappropriate for our community.
And when people say that, what happens? What happens at that point?
So what happens is there's a responsibility for all of us if we see something that's truly inappropriate and should be removed. We can alert YouTube and say, that's inappropriate for this reason. Then somebody will look at it and they'll take it down.
I assume that, you know, with these community standards, most users on YouTube or other video sites would not approve of violent videos or terrorist propaganda videos. Is there any way that we can prevent these videos from surfacing across the board?
You mean stop them from ever being uploaded to begin with?
Exactly.
At this point, there's really nothing that can identify a personal moral standard in a video without a person being a part of that. And when that happens, then somebody will find a technology way to get around that, and we'll still be back to the fact that human beings need to keep an eye on our community standards.
Let me just ask you lastly about the government's role here. I remember a couple of years back during the Arab Spring, there was a rather robust debate about how much a company should be deciding this in concert with the government, whether or not it needed to seek out information or advice from the government at all. How has that conversation evolved?
You know, that conversation, especially in the United States, is going to be a long, complex negotiation where, for the most part, we're all on the same page. I mean, despite the fact that people feel a distrust of government surveillance or data collection, the reality is that we also really want our government to keep an eye on safety, security, and privacy issues because we trust our government to be maintaining our safety.
Karen North is director of USC Annenberg's Program on Online Communities. Karen, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.